Hey guys, Kitty Minx here. First off, I'd like to apologize if you can hear my kid in the background, even though it's almost 3 in the morning. For some reason, kiddo is still awake doing stuff in their room, and I really have no control over it at this point. Other than I've got to concede the fact that they're going to be really sleepy in the morning when they have to go to school, so I apologize if you can hear background noise from my kid. Anyway, this is to kind of explain how commissions work, especially Patreon commissions. For those of you who don't know, I give first priority to people who commission me outside of Patreon. Whether it's safe for work, not safe for work, regardless of how much they spend, I give them priority because they took the time to approach me outside of Patreon, and several of whom have been very patient with me because of my physical and mental health issues, wanting to work on my own videos, which is what helps keep my inspiration going. And working on exclusives for Patreon, I genuinely owe them. As for Patreon commissions, it goes by tiers. So those of you who were at, those of you who were previously at tiers that used to involve commissions, you still will get those, but you have been bumped down. And I still have you on my docket. You've just been bumped down. Those of you with easier requests will get them done sooner than those of you with harder requests. And then those of you who are at the current tier for commissions, priority is given to those of you who stay at that tier. Rather than go to that tier just for a month or two to get a commission or two and then bump back down. Because once you do bump back down, your priority is lowered compared to the people who are kind enough and generous enough and patient enough to stay at that tier that gets them a commission. And it's also first come, first serve. The people who have been around a lot longer are going to get their commissions before the people who recently joined at the tier that gets them commissions. So it is a waiting game, and it is a matter of patience and understanding because I am one person, and it also depends on just where my inspiration is at. I will say, if you have commissioned a copyrighted character or a character based on some other piece of work, it is going to be a lot harder for me to do than to do, for example, let's say someone commissioned just saying, I want a girlfriend character who is a waitress and comes home after a long day of work and just wants to snuggle, kiss, and whisper sweet nothings. That's easy for me to do, as well as commissions involving my own characters, or fan characters established in my universe. Those are easier for me to do. Basically, generic concepts are easier for me to do than when you send me paragraphs going, I want this, I want this, I want this. This is the character's exact personality. This is what they look like. This is their backstory. This is yada, yada, yada. That's actually much harder for me to do because it involves homework, it involves research, and it gives me a bit of anxiety as to whether or not I can do the character justice because I'm not given as much room to improvise as I would like because I don't really do scripts, I do outlines, and I improvise from there. So the more details I'm given, it's actually harder for me to do. And copyrighted characters are the worst for me, especially if I have no idea who they are, or only a vague concept of who they are. Because then I have to try my best to do research, and even then, it doesn't always work out, because I don't have time to read a lot of comic books. I don't have time to look up and play video games, or even watch playthroughs. I don't have time to watch a lot of anime. I just don't have that kind of time. I have a kid, I have a family, I have a life outside of ASMR, plus I have my other job. So the copyrighted characters are also put on the back burner, and I apologize for that, but basically commissions are first come, first serve. First being people who commissioned me outside of Patreon, people who commissioned me in Patreon and stay at their tier, people whose requests are either my own characters, their fan characters from my universe, or give me a concept that it's easy for me to improvise. Then it goes into the more difficult concepts and copyrighted characters, but then it drops down. So if you drop your pledge, you are bumped down the list as to how quickly your commission gets done. That just is just only fair to the people who stay at their tiers, as well as to the people who paid outside of Patreon. And I really hope this makes sense. It's just, I'm one person. I made the mistake last year of taking on more commissions than I can handle because I'm one person. And as it turns out, making audios is actually takes a lot longer than it did for me to do visual art back when I was a visual artist and did commissions that way. I used to be able to knock out artwork in like an hour. This stuff takes me much, much, much longer because I can't use visual reference to do characters I don't know and other such things. So yeah, I hope this makes sense. I hope this doesn't hurt any feelings. Once again, I deeply, deeply appreciate your support, your love, your patience, and your understanding. And I promise I will get to your commissions. Just a heads up, the email on my computer is wonky, but I use the email on my computer to send out the final pieces. So if once a month, and only once a month, and if you haven't gotten your commission yet, send me a reminder and forward me your original email. That's it. Just give me a nice, polite nudge. Do not nag me, because the more you nag me, the more it stresses me out, and the more it makes me not want to work on your project. So please don't nag. I will get to it. It may not be right away. It may not be this month. It may not be next month. But I will get to it. You just have to have patience and understanding, because I am one person, I have my limitations, and I have people I have owed for a pretty long time that I have to give priority to. And if it does come to the point where I hit your commission in the queue and I try really hard to work on it, I may unfortunately have to tell you I can't work on it and you may have to pick something else. I really hope it doesn't come to that, because I try my best to work with everybody's idea, but if I come down to trying to work on something and I'm just stumped and I can't do it and I don't think I can do it justice where it's worth your money, I will come to you and ask if you can come up with another idea. So please take that into consideration as well. Once again, thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your patience and your understanding. And if you have any questions, Just leave them in a comment on this post, okay? Thank you.